How's this for making a statement? Here in Washington, angry fishermen today dumped 500 pounds of dead salmon in front of the Interior Department. With the temperature hovering in the 80s, the smell alone was a strong statement of protest.
The fishermen are angry about an incident near the California-Oregon border, a fish kill that has littered a 30-mile stretch of the Klamath River. The kill comes during the critical spawning season for salmon, and it could seriously damage commercial fishing on the river. It's the latest in a long-running battle among farmers, fishermen, and Native Americans over rights to water from the river. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Jeff Brady reports.
Walking toward the river, you smell the dead fish before you see them. Near a campground on the river, front-end loaders shovel fish and dump them into a large trailer. The stench here is overwhelming. The carcasses are headed for a fertilizer plant. That's a sad waste for fishermen who prize fall Chinook salmon. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says a parasite, commonly called ick, killed most of these fish. Yurok tribal biologist David Hillemeyer says ick is always in the water, but usually fish can fight it off. He says the disease only takes hold when fish get stressed. That generally happens when the river levels are low and the water gets too warm and crowded.
Like your little aquarium you may have at your house, if you put too many fish in there and let the water quality get really bad, they're going to have disease problems and die.
Yurok tribe member and fishery technician Mark Sanderson speeds his boat upriver, passing miles of white spots in the river and on the banks, each representing a fish that should be upriver spawning right now. As Sanderson cuts the boat's motor, he points out a gravel area.
This is where my family lived many years ago on this river bar and fished, you know, day in and day out for their table food. And to see it like this here, it's hard to explain. It's just gut-wrenching, and the smell is really horrid.
Tribes, fishermen, and environmentalists say these fish died because of what's happening 200 miles upriver. There, farmers have turned a desert into green farmland by diverting water from the Klamath. A year and a half ago, the federal government turned off the irrigation water to help endangered fish. Farmers were enraged. They appealed to the Bush administration, which turned the water back on, but it was a temporary fix. According to federal management plans for the Klamath River, there should have been plenty of water for fish, but tribes and fishermen say they warned the government that fish would need more than what was allocated to them. Late last week, the government again offered a quick fix. It has almost doubled the amount of water being released into the river. But scientists fear that after this initial flush, the low river conditions will return and the fish will get back into trouble further upstream. Dan Keppen with the Klamath Water Users Association, which represents farmers, wants all the competing interests to get together and craft a management plan for the Klamath Basin. But he admits that can't happen right now.
I think it's going to take a little time. There's a lot of hurt people there. Right now they're downstream. Our people are still hurting from last year. This seesaw type of battle. We win, you win, we win, you win. I could see that continuing unless we can all get together and figure out what our mutual objectives are and try to achieve those.
Crafting a basin-wide plan would be difficult. Dave Sabo with the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation heads the Klamath Irrigation Project. He says there just isn't enough water for everyone who wants it.
But it's a horrible balancing act. You can never make everybody happy. That's probably what will always be the case here. You'll never make everybody happy.
On the banks of the lower Klamath River, tribes and fishermen estimate that up to half of the fall Chinook salmon run was killed in the last 2 weeks. They aren't talking about negotiating a solution with farmers. Instead, they hope a judge will force them to forfeit water to make sure a fish kill like this one never happens again. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Brady on the Klamath River.